आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सुनील वर्मा। द हेडलाइंस। यूनियन आईटी मिनिस्टर अश्विनी वैष्णव सेज गवर्नमेंट टू डेवलप मोर देन 500 डेटा लैब्स अंडर इंडिया एआई मिशन टू मेक इंडिया ग्लोबल लीडर इन एआई। Ministry of Consumer Affairs eases packaging rules to ensure consumer benefits as revised GST rates to be effective from Monday. DGCA approves resumption of helicopter operations for Char Dham Yatra after the monsoon break. India joins hands with United Nations FAO to build world-class blue ports infrastructure. US vetoes UN Security Council resolution calling for immediate and unconditional ceasefire in Gaza. And in Asia Cup T20 cricket, India to take on Oman in final Group A match at Abu Dhabi this evening. Union Minister for Electronics and Information and Technology Ashwini Vaishnav has said Digital Personal Data Protection DPDP rules are finalized and set for publication in the coming days. The minister said this while launching the logo and key activities for the India AI Impact Summit 2026. He informed that more than 3,000 consultations were held over a very long period to come up with this entire framework. Mr. Vaishnav stated that India has 38,000 GPUs right now and more GPUs will be available in the near future. The minister informed that the expansion of more than 500 data and AI labs will pave the way for inclusive growth, democratized technology and global leadership in AI and electronics.
In line with the Prime Minister's vision, making sure that everybody gets the same access to opportunities which the big cities are having. That's very clear thought process, and that's why the 500 plus data labs target that we have taken will be spread out across the country, which will open opportunities for very many students going forward.
Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has outlined the goals of the new era GST reforms during an event organized by the Next Generation GST Reforms Committee at the National Library in Kolkata yesterday. She stated that the Goods and Services Tax GST reforms aim to simplify and modernize the country's tax and revenue system.
The new generation GST reforms is a thorough review and a proposal which resulted in a proposal after the review. So the thorough review is what? In the last 8 years, keeping the framework intact, which was a framework formed at the stage of introducing GST, and we kept improving it in the last 8 years.
Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution has issued an advisory in view of the revised GST rates, which will be effective from Monday. As per the advisory, manufacturers, packers and importers may voluntarily affix additional revised price stickers on unsold packages manufactured before 22nd of September, provided that the original MRP printed on the package is not obscured. More from our correspondent.
The ministry has clarified that the rules do not mandate such re-stickering and it is purely optional for companies who wish to declare revised prices. The advisory also permits use of old packaging materials or wrapper printed before the GST revision up to March 2026 or until such stock is exhausted. It added that the companies can correct the MRP on such packaging by stamping, stickering or online printing at any suitable places on the package. In addition, the government has advised the manufacturers, packers and importers to take proactive steps to inform dealers, retailers and consumers about the revised GST rates. They have been encouraged to use all possible communication channels including electronic, print and social media to ensure consumer awareness. According to the ministry, this step strikes a balance between ease of doing business and consumer protection, ensuring that industries are not overburdened with compliances while consumer receives the intended benefits of GST reduction. With Anand Kumar Ishani, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In a landmark move towards simplifying the tax structure and easing the financial burden on citizens, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in his Independence Day address this year, announced the next generation GST reforms. Today, we will look at the potential impact of these reforms on the automobile industry.
In a big relief for the common man, the GST Council has announced a major cut in tax rates on two-wheelers and small cars. Under the next gen GST reforms, the government has reduced the GST rates on two-wheelers from 28% to 18% up to 350cc. The reduction in GST will bring relief to lower middle class families, young professionals and gig workers who depend on affordable transport for their livelihood and daily needs. Meanwhile, the GST on small cars has also been slashed down to 18%, which previously was the part of 28% slab. This move is expected to make cars more affordable for middle-class families, thereby boosting the auto sector. By lowering the GST, the move will also support job creation in manufacturing, sales, services and financing, which will reinforce the nation's growth momentum. The new tax rates will come into effect from Monday. Shivang, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today in this special series, Seva Parv, we bring to you how the Modi government has strengthened women empowerment across the country.
Over the last 11 years, the Government of India has adopted a comprehensive life cycle-based policy framework to empower women across social, economic, political and legal domains. Nari Shakti is now a national mission empowering every woman, urban or rural, young or elderly, to live with dignity, safety and self-reliance. From constitutional safeguards and landmark laws against violence and discrimination to transformative schemes, the focus has shifted from women's development to women-led development. Launching the Bima Sakhi scheme in Haryana in December last year, Prime Minister Narendra Modi had said,
"Lambe samay tak hamare desh mein aise anek kaam the jo mahilaon ke liye varjit. Bhajpa ki hamari sarkar ne betiyon ke samne se har badha ko hatane ki thani. Aaj aap dekhiye sena ke agrim morchon mein betiyon ki tainati ho rahi hai. Khel ka maidan ho ya padhai ka.
The Beti Bachao Beti Padhao scheme has yielded the desired result as the sex ratio at birth at national level has improved from 918 in 2014-15 to 930 in 2023-24. The Sukanya Samriddhi Yojana, SSY, launched in January 2015, stands as a ray of hope and empowerment for millions of young girls across India. The government is also implementing Lakhpati Didi initiative, that is to empower and enable self-help groups or SAG women to earn a minimum income of 1 lakh rupees per annum on a sustainable basis. Shabnam Khadir, a resident of Jammu and Kashmir, narrated as to how she changed her life by joining self-help groups.
जब से उम्मीद एनआरएलएम हमारे यहाँ आया तो हमें बहुत सारा सपोर्ट मिला इससे उम्मीद से मैंने बहुत सारा लोन लिया जिससे मैंने अपनी ऑटोमेटिक राइस मिल स्टार्ट की है जिसमें हम एसएजी मेंबर्स लगभग 4-5 मेरे एम्प्लॉइज हैं
Thus, from grassroots governance to defense forces and aviation, women are now leading across sectors, driving inclusive and sustainable national growth.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has granted approval of recommencement of helicopter operations for the Char Dham Yatra 2025 after the monsoon break. In a statement, the Ministry of Civil Aviation said that the strategic initiatives for enhancing the safety of Char Dham operations have been implemented after a rigorous scrutiny. Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu held multiple review meetings along with Chief Minister of Uttarakhand Pushkar Singh Dhami at Dehradun and Delhi to ensure close coordination among the DGCA, Airport Authority of India and state government. India joined hands with United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, to build world-class blue ports. Department of Fisheries under Ministry of Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying has signed a technical cooperation program agreement with FAO to strengthen blue port infrastructure in India. We have a report.
3 pilot harbors, namely Banakvara in Diu, Karaikal in Puducherry and Jakhayu in Gujarat, have been approved with a total investment of 369.8 crore rupees. Addressing the participants, Secretary Department of Fisheries Dr. Abhilakshalikhi has said that fishing ports should be seen as gateways to economic activity, ecological sustainability and social inclusion. He outlined the government's plan to build fishery system that are healthy, viable and inclusive to support national food and nutritional security. He pointed to the role of technologies such as 5G, artificial intelligence, automation and digital platforms in improving port operations. He also referred to government's schemes such as the Pradhan Mantri Matsya Sampada Yojana and Fisheries and Aquaculture Infrastructure Development Fund that are being used to modernize the sector. The ports is designed to improve the technical capacity of fishing ports in India. Payal Sharma, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The United States once again vetoed a United Nations Security Council resolution that demanded an immediate, unconditional and permanent ceasefire in Gaza and the release of hostages. All 14 other members of the UN called upon Israel to lift all sanctions on aid delivering to 2.1 million Palestinians and also described the situation in Gaza as catastrophic. It was the sixth U.S. veto since the war between Israel and Hamas began nearly 2 years ago. And now, news from the world of sports. In Asia Cup 2025, India will face Oman in their final Group A match today at Zayed Cricket Stadium in Abu Dhabi. A report.
With 4 points from 2 games, India already sealed Super 4 qualification, while Oman have been eliminated. India is dominant in the group stage, opening with a high-scoring win against the UAE and also defeated Pakistan by 7 wickets in its last match. The match will start at 8 p.m., led by Captain Suryakumar Yadav at the Sheikh Zayed Stadium. Yesterday, Sri Lanka stormed into the Super 4 stage, defeating Afghanistan by 6 wickets. With this win, Sri Lanka topped Group B, while Bangladesh 2 advanced to the next stage with 2 wins from 3 games. Moving on to badminton, India's ace shuttler PV Sindhu stormed into the women's singles quarterfinals of China Masters in Shenzhen. 2-time Olympic medalist Sindhu defeated Pon Pavi Chucho Wong of Thailand. She will now face An Si Yong of South Korea. Meanwhile, India's star men's double duo of Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty also reached the quarterfinals. Komadi Parekh for Akashvani News, Delhi.
On to weather. Although the monsoon in Himachal Pradesh is in its final phase, rainfall is still continuing. In the past 24 hours, widespread rain has been recorded in most parts of the state, including the capital Shimla. Heavy rain lashed several parts of Hyderabad on the second consecutive day yesterday, leaving several residential colonies under severe waterlogging. Bahadurpura recorded the highest rainfall of 91 millimetres till this morning, while areas including Domalaguda, Mushirabad, Ashoknagar, Bagh Lingamapalli and Himayatnagar faced severe waterlogging. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Sunil. Reacting to the Pakistan-Saudi Arabia Mutual Defence Pact, India has said it will study implications of the deal and take all steps to protect the country's interests and security, reports Hindustan Times. The Asian Age terms a revocation of sanctions waiver by the US on Chabahar port in Iran as a major strategic blow to India. Financial Express quotes Chief Economic Advisor Mr. Nageswaran as saying that US may cut tariff on India to 10 to 15% and a deal may be reached in 8 to 10 weeks. The Hindu carries a photograph on its front page captioned Trail of Destruction showing rescue operation in Chamoli district which was battered by torrential rain yesterday. Kin of 4 victims in Air India Flight 171 crash on June 12 have filed a lawsuit in the US against Boeing and Honeywell alleging negligence, reports the Indian Express. And finally, 7 natural heritage sites from across India have been included in UNESCO's tentative list of World Heritage Sites, writes the Statesman. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Union IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav says government to develop more than 500 data labs under India AI mission to make India global leader in AI. Ministry of Consumer Affairs eases packaging rules to ensure consumer benefits as revised GST rates to be effective from Monday. DGCA approves resumption of helicopter operations for Chardham Yatra after the monsoon break. India joins hands with United Nations FAO to build world-class blue ports infrastructure. US vetoes UN Security Council resolution calling for immediate and unconditional ceasefire in Gaza. And in Asia Cup T20 cricket, India to take on Oman in final Group A match at Abu Dhabi this evening. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.